This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm liking that. Oh, man. Yesterday, before we went to air, I didn't learn about it till after. Al Jarreau, jazz legend, one of my favorite singers of all time, passed from this earthly plane. And Super Don, man, this one hit me because I was a real fan of Al Jarreau's music, and I love music. I can't dance worth a lick, but some people, you know, might think it's funny. That's okay, but I'll move to Al Jarreau.
Yeah, well, you know, Al Jarreau had one of those music styles and mm-hmm. abilities that I would venture to say, as you were alluding to, that even when he was singing, you probably could dance to that, right? It was almost hard not to.
Dude, I just get lied. I don't know, three or four of his CDs going way back when, in the time when people still bought CDs, even some record albums that point.
Well,
I got to see him live at the Greek Theater many years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is a long time ago. Yeah, I found out one morning he's at the Greek Theater. I happened to be in Los Angeles for an event, and I'm like, dude, I'm getting tickets and we're going. And drove across L.A. to see him live at the Greek Theater. That was, like, amazing. And
wow, well, down in L.A. Greek, yep. that place is famous. I've never been to the Greek before.
No, and Neil Diamond played there famously. He recorded a Hot August Night. Hey, don't bring a doggy downer on that. And Love at the Greek, two great live albums. Al Jarreau was awesome there. Also, interesting, love the Grammys last night. I mean, it's a musical theme to open the show tonight, folks. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Al Jarreau, again, on my mind, the music I've been playing all day since I heard, you know, how it is, you just reminisce on it. And there was a time when I was in the Atlanta airport flying to L.A., interestingly enough. And it was a Super Bowl Sunday. And this is many years ago, not this recent one. And I happened to be at the airport, booked on the same flight as Al Jarreau. And the Super Bowl was a good one that year. I don't know what year it was. And it was playing in, like, one of the bars on the concourse. And I didn't have the wealth and wherewithal to tell Delta, hey, can I go on the next flight out? But I know Al had first-class seats, and he just says, I'm going to stay here and finish watching the game and then fly out after. But it's a little Al Jarreau stories for me to reminisce about. hadn't How thought cool about in a
that?
Long time.
I had no idea yeah. that you had that connection to him beyond just admiring the music. That's really cool.
Yeah, no, listen, a lot of babies were made to Al Jarreau. That's just not me talking. His music was sweet and soothing and smooth and you know, jazzy and uplifting. And
the guy had amazing talent. And I you know, when you mentioned it this morning, because I'd seen it in the headlines.
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about it, you know, too much. I kind of remembered the name. But this morning when I was listening to some of the music, it was like instantly a flashback, because the songs that a lot of people remember from him were they all came out like in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. His real, you know, his breakout stuff that everybody attaches to his name right now. And it was an instant flashback for me, because this was back when I was like 12, 13, yeah. and I had my little cassette tape radio, portable radio player. And this was also the time when the popularity of AM Top 40
yeah.
Made Just the change to FM.
That's right. It was switching over. That was That's when you right. were little Donald. You weren't Super Don yet.
I was Donald to some and Donnie to others.
Little
yes.
Donnie to others as well.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Like I said, just the memories flooding back in on this. And I love his message, soothing and healing. And did you know that Bobby McFerrin, one of the greatest vocalists of our era, of our age, was inspired a lot by Al Jarreau? Worked with him on some projects.
Doesn't surprise me, because, you know, one of the things that Al Jarreau was known for was a style called scat.
Yeah.
Which was that, you know, in the crossfade they were playing, is what he was doing there at the end, you know.
Yeah, Roof Garden, man, that thing yes. jams. As that story goes, the Roof Garden one, and he just gets into it. It just builds and builds. You got to go listen
goes.
To
it. Yeah,
people didn't know what he was saying, but.
Well, he was. I don't know that he was saying anything. I think it was just one of the things where it's an expression of music in sound. But, you know, and this is something that Bobby McFerrin's very well known for as well.
Doing,
you know, the acapella with the, you know, the sound of the percussion and everything like that himself. So I could see how they, you know, that he was influenced by Al Jarreau.
In the meantime, my son comes in earlier as I'm listening to some Al Jarreau music. He says, "Turn down the music, Dad. Turn on the music. I can show you something." You know, shows me this video. Here, watch this video. Just the sea lapping onto the little waves. And then suddenly, Rick Astley. I got Rick rolled. I mean, come on. Dude, I'm listening to Al Jarreau, and you're going to Rick roll me while I'm listening. Yeah, I know. It's like no appreciation for the moment. It's like, thanks a lot. Great sensitivity, son. Oh, my gosh. It's actually a musical story today to open everything. And again, music is healing. I make fun of your Barry Manilow. You make fun of my Neil Diamond. But, you know, whatever makes you feel good, right? I got happy memories with Neil Diamond growing up on his music. And so, you know, I listen and I'm uplifted by it. And Neil's a guy, he talked about music being healing as well, as Al Jarreau did. And, you know, what is it that speaks to you? If it's Metallica, fine. You know, it's like it has an effect on you. It has a definite impact. Music is vibration. We are vibration. We soul, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. You have soul or you don't. I don't think I can shake with the 4/4 all that well, but I can feel the music, let it remove me in silly ways, and that's a good thing. And there's an article here about your brain on music, why certain songs bring pleasure. Now, I like science. You know, we like science here, but it annoys me just a little bit that in this scientific experiment, they're trying to boil down the experience of music as a biochemical response. Purely biochemical response. So what they did was they give people naltrexone, which is what they do to get them off of, you know, opioids, heroin, and stuff like that. So it blocks opioid receptors. And then they listen to the songs that they love, you know, that makes them go, yeah, I feel it. And they didn't feel it. They're like, I like that song, but I don't feel it. Well, yeah, because you're being altered chemically by a drug that stops normal flows of... I mean, to me, it's like, really? Really? This is what you want to do? You want to take music and boil it down to, well, music isn't real unless you have opioid receptors being blocked. And, you know, it's just kind of annoying, I guess. When I feel it...
Yeah,
you know,
I can understand that. It's like, how can you kill the music? You know, you kill the... You dumb down the people and make it so they can't enjoy music. That should be a crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And there's a lot of things we could talk about. We're removing pleasure receptors. It's not a good move. And, you know, the thing is about emotions. You know, kids, they get into rock and roll. It's like that age of rebellion, and it shook up the lattice structure, right, of conformity in the 20th century. Whether for better or worse, people have different opinions on that. But I will use music, as I've talked about here on the air. We tend to rock out. Tonight we're going to jazz the health world. I don't know that we've altered the bumpers, but that's what I'm feeling because we had a good crossfade with some Al Jarreau music. But I just, you know, like last night, the Grammys, I didn't watch it, but I wanted to get some of the highlights. And it looked like one of the happiest times the whole night where it was non-political and everybody had a good time. What's the guy's name? James Corden?
James Corden, yeah.
He did his carpool karaoke, sat down next to, what's her name? She was on American Idol for a lot of years. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo. Sits down with J-Lo, right, and then suddenly they go into a rendition. Neil Diamond comes into the group and starts singing Sweet Caroline. And the entire audience, you got jazz, you got hip-hop, you got rock and roll, you got country, and they all love Sweet Caroline. That's not even one of my favorite Diamond songs, but the whole place was singing.
Everybody knows it. If you've ever been to a party or, you know, like a karaoke night or something like that, you know that song.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool. And it's like one of those things where it's nice when it transcends politics. Enough of the leftist musicians trying to chime in that we all need to be socialistic and communistic. And that was a moment where it was just like, hey, everybody enjoy the music, right? It's beyond politics. And, another one I saw. Did you see Bruno Mars doing the Prince tribute?
No, I didn't watch it last night.
No, I just
I mean, I saw a few articles about it and stuff, but you know, the thing that you're talking about with Neil Diamond, you know, I did see that. And of course, you know, listen, the thing that everybody seems to be talking about today was the singer Joy Villa. I don't know how she pronounces it.
Right. Yes.
Shows up at the Grammys, which, and the reason why I didn't watch it was because I figured it was just going to be a bunch of grandstanding political blah, 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 you know.
Never
and
Trumpers.
She shows up. She's this singer. She's this, I don't know what kind of music she sings. Mm-hmm. But she shows up and she's at the, where the pictures are taken. She's got the sheet over her, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, then they reveal the dress that she's wearing and it's a giant pro-Trump dress. It says Make America Great Again down the front and says Trump on the back. I was like,
ooh,
wow.
That, you
wasn't
know,
expecting that.
That kind of busted up some consciousness there. A black lady wearing that. It's like, I like that. I appreciate that. It's kind of a counterculture move on her part. Not bad at all. But as I said, I didn't watch the Grammys either. But I will say, if you get a chance to see Bruno Mars doing the Prince tribute, he did Let's Go Crazy. Dude, he was channeling Prince. And Morris Day and The Time also played their songs in just prior to that and with him. So some good stuff out of it. I'm glad I didn't watch the whole thing, but I got the snippets online. All right, folks, we got some good updates on cannabis in Minnesota. Get ready for that. Comments of the day as well. And, a hoax about UFOs and cosmic false flags. Uh-oh.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of the show, we've got Advanced Medicine coming up next hour with Dr. Raja Bittar, as we do each and every week. Archives available right after the show at GCN or Syndicator and all across the land on our affiliates, as well as go to robertscottbell.com. It'll link you through to our archives there as well at SoundCloud. Okay, we're going to Minnesota. That's the home of GCN, and I've done a lot of stuff at Minnesota over the years, and I'm probably not saying that right either any more than I could say Deutschland.
Deutschland.
To my wife's happiness there. Why are we going to Minnesota? Because there are a bunch of weed whackers up there, right? Where's the freedom? Where's the freedom to use the plant? Well, we're going to find out. Maybe it's closer than we think.
Pass the doochie on the left-hand side. Pass the doochie on the left-hand side. It's a whole bunch.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, a cannabis update does take us to Minnesota. There are two bills apparently being introduced to legalize the plant for adults 21 and up. That means beyond medicinal use. In other words, people just want to use it, however they want to use it. My goodness, they could grow it and eat it. Yeah, they could smoke it. They could juice it. They could put it on their salad. Oh my gosh, adults, they want to use a plant? Minnesota, get with the program. So they're introducing it. One of the options being brought up for discussion by Representative John Applebaum, he says he wants to see the marijuana, as they call it, the marijuana, It's cannabis, dude, regulated like alcohol, and have the tax revenue go to public school funding. You know what? I would only support that if they fund the schools to teach the kids how to grow the plant. Then we're going, throw the money into the school system so that everybody knows how to grow it. Because this is a plant that could save some of the future. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. I'm not kidding. This is something everybody should be growing. And, of course, the way I'm talking about growing in your backyard is probably not going to be ideal for smoking it, but for eating it, for turning it into fibers and fuel and all of that stuff, all the other uses. Let's see. The bill, they say recreational sale by 2019. If you're over 21, you can use and have up to an ounce. Regulates growing, harvesting, and retail. Permission to grow 6 plants at a time with 3 or fewer being mature. I just, it's a plant. It's like growing tomatoes in my backyard, right? What are you going to tell me I can only go 3 tomato plants for? Right? Does anybody else find that a bit absurd? The land of the free, but you can only grow 3 tomato plants at a time. You might smoke that tomato, right? You might turn it into sauce and throw something in there that someone might not know or might not like. I mean, come on, man. Where are the liberty lovers in Minnesota? Are they going to get this thing passed?
You know, they may have some trouble with it at this point, because apparently the governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, he's a Democrat. I mean, you'd think maybe he might be leaning a little more towards, a more liberal view.
If Mark Dayton isn't smoking weed, he should be, because this is your paternalistic Democrats, and of course the state legislature being a majority Republican. You guys get off of your high horse, no pun intended there.
He's been very much against even medical marijuana in Minnesota, as far as I understand. So
check out how much money Big Pharma's given him. That's all I need to know.
Good question.
Yeah. That's where you typically find out the competition is buying up the legislature, buying up the governors, those that are still resistant. In Minnesota, you thought was a pretty progressive state, but progressivism doesn't mean having access to plants that God created, because they tend to be a little bit anti-God. Is that offensive? Well, I think it should be. It should be, because your religion becomes the state. And the state says you must worship at the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, and cannabis competes with it. Therefore, you must be against cannabis. Explain to me why a Democratic governor in Minnesota would oppose the lawful, I'll say lawful use of a plant. Right? I mean, Minnesota, the first state, had Governor Jesse Ventura, non-Republican, non-Democrat in there, who actually signed a safe harbor provision, thanks to our friend Diane Miller from the National Health Freedom Coalition in Action, to basically allow all forms of healers to hang up a shingle and be a healer in that state without being unduly prosecuted and persecuted for, quote-unquote, practicing medicine without a license. Now people want to grow a plant, and Minnesota's still saying, well, maybe not so fast. I've lost my patience and my tolerance. And I know that's not good. It's not very spiritual of me. But it's a plant. It's a plant that God created. And as you hear sometimes in the opening of the show, it's not like some people smoke out and then go beat people up randomly. That's not what's happening. That's what happens when people drink alcohol. All right, I've said my piece on that. If you want to puff a little this way on the subject, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Got a great comment of the day follow-up. Super Don might be involved with that. We'll also talk about the matrix of reality and who runs it for you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm just extra musical tonight, Super Don. It's just like I'm hearing the bumpers, and I'm just like going with it. All right, yeah. Folks, this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN. Of course, robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. By the way, for those of you in Minnesota that can't get cannabis legally, you could still get CBD legally, cannabidiol, from industrial hemp. We get ours from CV Sciences. If you go to Plus CBD Oil, P-L-U-S, CBDOil.com, you can order it or go to a local independent health food retailer. They'll have it there. But you can get 15% off with the code RSB15 if you buy it direct. So there you go. You're saving marriages with that stuff. I know there are a lot of people I've been hearing from, like, anxiety-ridden, and they're taking this stuff, and it's like, I just got a call today. Oh, my gosh. Seriously. Super. I'm not making that up. It's like, this stuff is saving my marriage. I'm telling you. It's like, yeah. So, it's powerful stuff. And, again, it's not the same thing as taking an anti-anxiolytic drug.
That could be a great marketing strategy, right?
Right, yeah.
CBD, it will save your marriage.
Is your spouse annoying, right? Take some CBD and you won't mind, right? No, but it doesn't knock you out in the same way. I know some people, like, you know, my wife takes it for the anxiety related to the pain. Probably some of me, too. I'm sure I'm anxiety-causing at some level. But really, this plant medicinal is just powerful as a supplement as well. And you don't have to only, oh, there's no THC, I'm not going to do it. It's like, dude, just get over yourself. If you don't have access to THC and CBD in combination, the CBD has a lot of validity, a whole lot of validity for helping you in a lot of ways. So anyway, we'll leave that at that. Now, we do get questions of the day here, of course, a lot, and we love our questions of the day. And sometimes they're followed by a comment of the day as well.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
I've got something to say.
All right, comment of the day is coming from Kelby. Kelby. Hey, gang. Kelby here again, and thank you so much for answering my question on Sunday's show regarding the detox after years of smoking. Well, that's it. So it was just yesterday's broadcast, our afternoon. And let's see what Kelby says about that. Because we talked about that together, didn't we, Super D? Because you've had experience with the smoking thing.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so, oh, look at this. My first coffee enema is today.
Oh.
And we get, this is great. They're alert. You know what it's like? If Kelby tells his wife, honey, I'm doing an enema, she'll say, alert the media. And Kelby actually did. He called the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know.
And said, guess what?
What was that, right?
My first coffee E. I guess that would be the rapper name for a coffee enema. Coffee E. Super D's not going
to
do coffee.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, and lobelia tincture to follow. We talked about healing lung tissue with lobelia. You know, taking it, putting a large glass of water, sipping it, building up over time. That's great. I have a couple of comments, Kelby says. First, Super D, you are my hero.
Wow.
Hey, how many times have people written in and said, Super D, you're my hero? I mean, they're loving on you, but I...
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it put that way, though.
You're my hero. You're like listen to this. You're like the cool uncle that I never had and someone to look up to. So thank you for being the top dog sidekick. Oh, man.
Wow.
Super D.
That's awesome.
Dude.
The cool uncle. Huh?
Yeah, I'm blushing for you, man. I love it. I'm feeling
I'm
the love
like Uncle,
for you.
Uncle Buck, right?
Uncle Buck, you know, Cousin It. We talked about
that. Oh, no, that's cool. Thanks, Kelby. I appreciate it. I'm honored.
Dude, you are a rock star.
Yeah.
Second, that's along with Jake Meyer, you're a rock star. Second, I completely understand that Kelby is a unisex name. You're right, because I don't think we knew if Kelby was a boy or a girl, did we, when we did this story
yesterday? Did we refer to Kelby as a girl?
We might have. We might have.
Man.
But listen, Kelby's given us some slack. He says, I actually know more girls with my name than I do boys. However, this Kelby is a boy. So he's confirming a male Kelby.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Kelby. We didn't know. But you're cutting us some slack, so thank you. That's very kind of you. He says, now, I'm not a snowflake, so you won't hear me roar for social justice or demand a safe spot, but maybe we can compromise. My beautiful and wonderful wife, Crystal, introduced me to the RSB show. You know she's beautiful and wonderful if she did that, Kelby. And I've been a huge fan ever since, Kelby says. She took me with her to the TTAC, the Truth About Cancer, in Dallas, Texas, and I've been all about homeopathy and natural healing ever since. We even have plans in the future of opening a natural health store so that we can spread healing and love to others who need it. God, you know, I feel like I'm making a long-distance dedication for Casey Kasem.
I know,
right?
Right?
Here. Doesn't it? This
doing
is great.
Your Casey Kasem impression.
Dude, I'm just loving this, Kelby.
She has made me a better person.
Yeah, yeah. She,
I can almost do it. Yeah.
You can. She's made me a better person, and I would never have been able to become the man I am today without her love and support. So in lieu of getting upset at assuming my gender, could you please give a V-Day shout-out to my wife, Crystal? Hey, Crystal, happy Valentine's Day. Super D and RSB love you, too. But this is coming from your hubby, Kelby, the boy, the man. Love you guys and girls, Captain Morgan. Let's keep the healing going, Kelby. Hey, that was like one of the most awesome comments of the day, I have to say. Triple props to Kelby, and happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
And you know what? We got to give a shout-out to Ty Bollinger, too, on
sure.
this. Because
yeah.
in reading this, the impression I get here is that it looks like the inspiration, or maybe added inspiration, mm-hmm. that they got from going to the Truth About Cancer
yeah.
has inspired them to open up a health store and help out others. I mean, how cool is that, right?
Well, that's the concept we love to hear. Like, when we got the vitamin L flowing, that people are so filled with love that their love cup runneth over, and they got to go, I got to do something with all this vitamin L. And it doesn't necessarily mean everybody has to open up a health store, although I love that and support that, because we certainly need more of that. But it's like whatever way you end up serving somebody, you know, bringing a smile to the face. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you just smile at somebody. Maybe you do go to a place where people need to be comforted or listened to. I mean, these are things that are absolutely life transformative. And I mean, you know, if you talk about getting the keys to heaven, that's my perspective on it. You're serving, you're loving, and, you know, you've got more gratitude, and that brings on more of that love. So anyway, that's really inspiring. Really inspiring. So, all right. Well, I don't want to dwell on the love, but I do, and the music, and I do. But this is a subject that Super Don said, don't do it. Don't even go there. And I'm like, why can't we talk about it? I mean, I don't mind. You know what? I'll go just about anywhere. I'll talk about just about anything. Sometimes things will make me squirm, I admit. Although I think we did pretty well when Captain Morgan insisted that we had to talk about lady parts, right? A couple of weeks ago on the Freshman Friday. We did okay with that as a couple of guys, but she was great to balance it out. But this story, this really takes us to the overnight territory. The headline at National News, real or hoax, UFO experts warn of cosmic false flag event, claiming deep state will fake alien invasion to achieve totalitarian control over humanity. There's not a bit of exaggeration in that headline, and there's nothing that would draw people in and think it's anything but a very serious headline. But the article, well, you're laughing. Okay,
that's a joke, right?
Okay, all right. But I mean, well, anytime you talk about staging a fake alien invasion, some people are going to guffaw a little bit, don't you think?
No, nobody would do that. No.
But here's my angle on this, right? The elite controllers, if I can call them that, the elitists, the globalists that are trying to still run things like they always have attempted to do for greater or lesser successes from their perspective. They've always used, and you're gonna get mad at me, but I gotta say, the Hegelian dialectic to divide and conquer. That is, they basically create our reality by pitting one group of people against another and then synthesizing the two and then repeat. Synthesize, wash, repeat, rinse, etc. And so the basic premise, even though it sounds far out, the basic premise is sound in that, alright, how do we control public opinion? How do we manipulate consciousness? Right? The best way is not to educate people, because if they're educated, they're thinking, they're questioning, they're inquiring, they're not necessarily just accepting what's given them. But the best way to do it is to pit through the emotions, whether it be anger or fear, one group of humans against another group of humans. It doesn't work so well trying to pit one group of animals against another group of animals. They don't pay attention to the propaganda. But humans are vulnerable. Humans are gullible. They're very malleable, particularly if they are malnourished, particularly if they are heavy metal toxic, persistent organic pollutant overflowing. And their minds are vulnerable, susceptible to suggestion. Control history, you control the future. Let me give you an example. if we were back in the 1890s, because wasn't it somebody like Chucky Schumer said going back to the 1890s about modern medicine and Tom Price?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
He hates all the old people. If we were going back to the 1890s, at a time when homeopathy was flourishing, right? It was a mainstream medicine in America. And we had a bunch of homeopaths to, you know, get together and go, we're going to write an article, put it in the major newspapers and say, you know what? In 20 years from now, there's going to be a false flag event. The government, due to some wealthy or, you know, aristocratic people, Carnegie, Rockefeller, we don't know who their names are yet, probably them, they're going to go together, they're going to fund a study that's going to be preordained, pre-commissioned, pre-written to wipe us out, to completely wipe us out. And it's like we never existed. These homeopaths would look at each other and go, eh, you're crazy. You're making that crazy. You, that would never happen. Okay, now let's look at World War II. The Bundestag fire, right? Germany sets fire to its own false flag. Real event? Yes. Bombing of the USS Cole. 9/11, false flag. We say that the official story ain't right, not even close to being right. We look at the Bay of Pigs. There's so many examples of the elite controllers that want a certain desired outcome to happen. The best way to do it is to manipulate control. Now, you're going to say that's too far-fetched that an alien invasion could be sequenced in, with whatever 3D holographic technology that exists. But it's not that far-fetched. People have been malleated, and I just made that word up, into a place where they expect something's going to happen. And I can see the seeds being dropped and driven because they're losing control of you. They've lost control of me a long time ago, probably Super D as well. But the only way they can do it is to pit us as humans against the invaders, the aliens. That's the last bit. I'm not saying it's happening tomorrow. I'm not. I'm just saying it's a pattern. Follow the patterns, follow the bouncing ball, the third rock from the sun, not alone in the universe. They're going to come up with something. You watch. All right, we'll be back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're saying see you later to Al Jarreau, but Al Jarreau's music is going to live on for a long time. Those of you who love that smooth jazz that he did and still does on the other side. By the way, don't fall for the banana in the alien spacecraft tailpipe trick. And I don't think you will, Super Don, as we were talking about potentials of false flags. How wide can they expand? Can they go global? We were just mentioning on the off the air about War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells radio broadcast, middle early part of 20th century, and it freaked people out. There were people I think that committed suicide. I mean, this is the thing: the power of media. If people are really into it, if they still buy into the Brian Williams style of mainstream media. Brian Williams with a straight face would say, yep, there's a UFO landed on the White House lawn, and people that still believe him, they deserve it. But I just don't have a sense that everybody would fall for it. I mean, if you're in the middle of Africa, you don't have internet, TV, you're not going to give a flip. Life's going to keep going on. You're probably better off for it. But there's some practical things. And, the last couple of days over the weekend, I got to spend a lot of time with my son, the teenager. And we were talking about, he wanted to do a silly project, build something with wood and metal and pipe and this and that. So we built a trebuchet over the weekend. Not a lot of practicality in a trebuchet, just throws stuff. But it was fun to work with them and show them how to find ways to make things work when you don't have all of the tools and all of the stuff. And here's a story that comes around. It's kind of like where I'd like to see it go for him too, right? Not only to be handy and learn how to use tools and things, but to do like this savvy 10-year-old girl, elementary school girl from North Carolina. You go, Dad, I got to be like a 10-year-old girl. No, that's not what I mean. Like her in this way. She saw a 1955 Chevy, a Bel Air. She's like, oh, that's my dream car. I totally want that. Like, this girl is like living the 50s. She's only 10 years old, but she's drawn into, if you believe in reincarnation, she was probably hip-hopping in the 1950s, all right? She falls in love with this car. She tells her parents, I really want to buy that car. So her dad says, well, if you can make stuff, crafts and things to sell them, you can raise money and eventually buy that car. And her dad's thinking, Yeah, it'll probably take her about 10 years to do it. So she's learning with her dad how to weld stuff and build wood stuff. And I think she did some, like, Christian-themed kind of arts and crafty things that had, you know, biblical verses on it. So there's a good market for it. Let's face it, marketing is important if you're going to sell stuff. And she, in 1 year, raises enough money to buy her dream car. Amazing, Super Don. This is, like, really an inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
For any kid out there going, what am I going to do with my life? Well, start there. 10-year-old girl can do this. If my son...
In one year, yeah.
If my son whines about anything, I'm like going, dude, you can't... Well, I'm not going to do... It's probably bad. Yeah, I'm going to be a bad dad. I'm going to say, you can't do what a 10-year-old girl does? Come on. I'm trying to help you out here. But this is great. You see the pictures of stuff she did. She made wood with carvings in it, painted it. You Are My Sunshine with daisies on it. Pray Together, Stay Together. I mean, these are really nice things. People... valued, and they bought, and then within a year she bought a car. She named the car Ethel because she loved I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy, right? Yeah. Right. There's even a picture of her, and I'm looking at it. Whatever reason, she's actually dressed up like Lucille Ball. I Love Lucy. Yeah,
that's really cool. And you see people that kids that'll gravitate towards certain eras. They'll dress like it. They'll carry the vibration of that era. And I know that's controversial to think that you've lived before, but what can you say? The energy of that era, they're drawn to it. And this little girl is drawn to the 50s. And, you know, and this reminds me of what I said to my son as well. Remember, embargo against Cuba, 50 years. They didn't have access, and they still don't, to a lot of things, although it might be getting better, but it could be getting worse. I don't know. Where they found a way to keep old things working again by repurposing old things, learning how to manufacture their own things by hand. It's a different kind of life. You just can't go out to the auto parts store or the Walmart and just get stuff. And if you can live and survive without the Walmarts of the world, you're going to be okay even in a collapse situation, but you also have to know how to grow food. And with that, I want to invite you to a special homestead organic brunch this coming Sunday. I believe it's going to be the 19th of February. It's in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You'll see it. You click on it, Homestead Tour and Organic Luncheon, Howie in the Hills in Central Florida. And it's over at openfieldprojects.com. We're planning to broadcast live from the event morning, tour their homestead, learn how to permaculture, learn how to grow your own food. Let's eat the food as it's grown. We'll have all a big brunch together, and then we'll broadcast the Robert Scott Bell Show live from that event. So that's what we're doing, folks, and I hope you're inspired to do the same as we heard from Kelby and his wife. As you were inspired to take that vitamin L we're trying to throw out there in a musical and sometimes silly way, and that you're inspired to do the same or even greater. We're all for it. All right, Super D, thanks for making it sound so good. We'll be back with Dr. Rasha Bittar as we do advanced medicine. And remember this, too. The power to heal and dance is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.